What does it mean when one of the world's wealthiest nations receives a United Nations warning about human catastrophe? Picture Susan, a 58-year-old woman with multiple health conditions, sitting in her wheelchair surrounded by medical equipment, trying to decide whether to pay for electricity to power her breathing nebulizer or buy food. Her bowel condition requires specialized pureed meals costing $3.50 each, meals she can no longer afford. Instead, she survives on cereal, her body withering as she loses weight week by week. "I'm starving," she says, not as metaphor, but as medical fact. This is Britain in the age of austerity, where 4 million disabled adults live below the poverty line, and the promise of a social safety net has been systematically dismantled thread by thread. After the 2008 crash, the government slashed disability benefits by $28 billion by 2010, branding recipients as scroungers. Some 200,000 people lost $15,000, $18,000 through combined cuts. Bessie, who'd worked since age 12, despite agoraphobia and Asperger's, survived on 2.55 per hour, less than a third of what experts deemed necessary. She washed clothes in buckets and lived without an oven or freezer. The government replaced disability living allowance with personal independence payment, forcing millions through degrading reassessments, where assessors asked people with Down syndrome how they caught their condition, or questioned suicidal individuals about why they hadn't yet killed themselves. By 2018, 1.5 million Britons were classified as destitute, a Victorian term resurrected from modern Britain, where 650,000 disabled people lacked income for basic survival. Disability creates cruel mathematics. Income plummets while expenses surge by an average $570 monthly for specialist food, accessible transport, higher energy bills, and medical supplies. When Susan's washing machine and freezer broke, both essential for managing incontinence and storing medication, she borrowed $900 from doorstep lenders in 2014. 5 years later, she still pays $80 weekly, with interest totaling $1,080. This is the debt trap. You can't afford necessities, so you borrow at predatory rates, which makes you poorer, forcing more borrowing. As benefits were slashed and emergency funds abolished, food banks became lifelines. Oxford University research found most food bank users are affected by disability or illness, with over half of households including a disabled person. Some are so physically limited, they need parcels delivered, a final indignity in a cascade of indignities. Pearl thought landing a marketing assistant contract with a charity would be her fresh start. Instead, despite knowing about her dystonia, her bosses assigned physically demanding tasks, carrying heavy equipment, standing all day. During an away day in Margate, she endured a four-hour walking meeting, trailing behind as her body screamed in protest. The physical strain caused painful muscle tension, affecting her posture for 2 months. 6 weeks in, she was fired for allegedly creating a negative atmosphere, or as she understood it, for the crime of being visibly disabled and upset about being bullied. This hostile environment leads 1 in 5 disabled people to hide their disability from employers. Then came the 2013 legal aid cuts, gutting support for disabled workers facing discrimination. Taking a disability discrimination case to tribunal now costs a minimum of $1,200, equivalent to months of rent. Disability discrimination claims plummeted 63% after fees were introduced, creating what Amnesty International called a two-tier system where the wealthy could afford justice while the poorest were shut out entirely. Robert, 34, is imprisoned in his second-floor Brighton attic flat, not by bars, but by two flights of stairs. His wheelchair sits chained at the bottom, useless. Once an interior designer who enjoyed gardening and dancing, he's now almost completely paralyzed except for his lower left arm. Leaving requires his assistant to drag him down narrow stairs, a dangerous 2-hour ordeal causing numerous injuries. Medical appointments become the highlights of my life when I get to see what the outside world looks like again. His isolation is so complete, he's developed vitamin D deficiency from lack of sunlight. Robert's nightmare reflects Britain's broader crisis. 1.8 million disabled people struggle to find accessible housing, with 93% of England's housing failing minimum accessibility standards. By 2018, a quarter of disabled people had support cut despite unchanged conditions. Nearly half could no longer leave their homes, a third couldn't maintain basic hygiene, and a quarter went without meals. The government eliminated the Independent Living Fund in 2015, forcing 18,000 severely disabled people to scramble for alternatives that often didn't exist. Alice is 24, with bipolar type 2, working as a sex worker because bureaucratic traps left her no choice. She can't claim employment support allowance, still registered as a student despite leaving her teaching course due to ill health. Her personal independence payment was rejected when a manic episode prevented her from completing the paperwork. Sex work offers the flexibility her condition demands, but she's clear, "I'm financially coerced into it by the government." Since austerity began, on-street prostitution rose 60% between 2010-2017 as benefits vanished. For disabled women, vulnerability compounds. They're twice as likely as non-disabled women to experience domestic violence, yet only 1 in 10 refuge spaces accommodate physical disabilities. They face abuse from partners, caregivers, family members, and healthcare professionals who exploit their conditions, isolating them, preventing medical appointments, misusing medication. They're twice as likely to attempt suicide following abuse and twice as likely to suffer assault and rape. Specialized support has been devastated, with refuges losing 6.8 million since 2010. 2 years after the first wave of cuts, a Daily Mirror front page showed a child weeping from hunger, a stark image of austerity's human cost. Britain's child safety net was repeatedly slashed, with disabled children bearing the brunt. Raising a disabled child costs 43% more than a non-disabled child, approximately $215,553 to adulthood. Yet thousands of families lost $1,750 annually through universal credit changes alone. 15-year-old Gurpreet has survived 17 surgeries for a rare chromosome disorder. For 14 years, respite care at Nascot Lawn was her mother Satnam's lifeline, providing 4 overnight stays monthly with proper medical supervision. Budget cuts eliminated the center's funding, closing it in 2018. Without respite, Satnam feels trapped on a never-ending merry-go-round, having gained 2 stone from stress. 9-year-old Lewis, who has autism, sensory processing disorder, and dyspraxia, was excluded from mainstream school at age 6 when staff mistook his disabilities for bad behavior. After a year without proper schooling, he was placed in an inappropriate school for children with behavioral problems, subjected to seclusion rooms and physical restraint that left him bruised. His mental health deteriorated to self-harm and suicidal thoughts, but mental health services denied him therapy due to cuts. The systematic mistreatment of Britain's disabled people isn't inevitable. It's the direct result of political choices we can reverse. What's needed isn't charity or pity, but justice, bringing assessments back in-house, creating meaningful employment with flexible working, and providing dignified support for those who cannot work. A society that accepts disabled people queuing at food banks isn't just failing its most vulnerable citizens, it's losing its basic humanity.